very chilled out, so Rabbi Goldschmidt. Okay. I'm going to read one parsha, Perek Yutes. As you know that this parsha, of course, is the parsha of Aser HaDibros. But in some respects, the Aser HaDibros, besides their very critical importance, there's another, also quite significant parsha that precedes Aser HaDibros. And that almost, as I would call, a Hakdamah to Kabbalah Satorah, a preamble. And the preamble, as in most introductions, most preambles, there should be a number of fundamental yesodos that we're going to learn from them. But since the function of this year is primarily to examine structure and to examine the text, which I generally like to do, but specifically this year I like to do it even more, so I want to read the psukim, and you'll see what I'm referring to in a moment. I'm reading the beginning of Perek Yutes. Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph. Bachodesh HaShlishi, B'tzeis B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Bayom HaZeh, Bo, Midbar Sinai. So we know Chazal tell us that we're talking about Rosh Chodesh. Rashi already refers to a very famous Maimon Chazal, found a number of times, that the Torah uses the language of Bayom HaZeh, as opposed to Bayom Ahu. Rashi indicates that Divrei Torah should be Chavim to us, Kilo Hayom Ditu. This Rashi is found a number of times in Chumash. Similar Rashis. Rashi Raz has in Kriyat Shema, and Rashi indicates that in general, one should have a Chiba for Talmud Torah. In general, one of the very significant elements, as you know, in Talmud Torah is that hopefully one should develop an Avas HaTorah, a love for Torah. And when one has a love for Torah, so then, obviously, the greater the love, the greater the simcha, the greater the joy that one will have in the course of learning Torah. So this is a kind of preamble to this Matan Torah experience. I continue. Vayisum refidim, vayavom midbar sinai, vayachonu bamidbar, vayichan sham yisrael neged ahar. Here again is a famous Rashi. I assume you're familiar with this because it contrasts with Rashi in this week's parsha. Rashi in Beshalach, also there in the context of Kriyas Yamsuf, and here in the context of Kabbalah Satorah. So Rashi comments over here that Vayichad Shom Yisrael ki ish echad b'lev echad. Rashi's comment is that we were united. Ish echad b'lev echad. Do you recall the Rashi in Beshalach? There Rashi also has a similar kind of, but not exactly. There Rashi is somewhat different than the language I use over here. What was the opposite? Rashi there says that when Chag Yisrael was in camp before Kriyas Yamsuf, but there also the Lashon of the Pasuk is B'lei Be'echa Kishecha, just the opposite of the Rashi. I'm not going to comment on that right now. This is a very famous Ha'ara Baputna of Ratzal. He actually made the Ha'ara. But there is clearly a distinction between these two expressions. One Kishecha B'lei Be'echa, which is over here, and the one in Kriyas Yamsuf, which is the reverse of this expression. There are two different experiences. I'm not really focused on that right now. I'm just mentioning it to you so you can be behind into it. The Torah continues. It says, U'moshe ola l'hoa l'okim. Vayikra ela v'ashem l'hoa l'emor, kol soma l'beis Yaakov, v'sagei l'nei Yisrael. The Ibn Ezra and the Ramban both comment on this pasuk, that the Torah says, U'moshe ola l'okim. Vayikra ela v'ashem l'hoa l'emor. I mean, the problem, of course, is if Moshe Allah El-Hor Elokim, if we already ascended the mount, Har Sinai, so then what does it mean when the Torah says, Vayikra Elav Hashem Menahor Lemar? He was already there. Why is there a need to Vayikra Elav? Why is there a need for Hashem to call him? This is a simple pshat on the text of the Psukim. So the Ramban and Ibn Ezra both discuss this issue. Ibn Ezra says, I'm just reading the language of Ibn Ezra. Umosh Ela Elokim, B'tam Vayikra Elav Hashem, U'kvar Kovei Elav Hashem, Kibbalah Bashus La'ala. He's not going to go ascend the mountain without Bashus. So clearly he's ascending with Bashus. So what's Vayikra Elav Hashem La'ala Deimor? So the Ramban says, the person reading Ibn Ezra, I'm sorry, Kilo'ala L'mala Me'ahor. That he wasn't, it didn't. When it says Umosh Ela, let's assume he's still at the foot of the mountain. And therefore, he has not yet ascended in a significant kind of way. So the Ibn Ezra understands it, and the Ramban also, and the Archaim HaKadosh. You'll take a look at all these, Mefarshim. That's not really my interest right now. I'm just mentioning the issue. I continue. And here's where the problems begin, and Rashi already comments on it. Kosoma the Beis Yaakov is talking to the Yisrael. It's very clear there are two different groups that the Torah is addressing. One is called the Beis Yaakov group, one is called the Bnei Yisrael group. Now Rashi, as you know, one of the most famous Rashi is the Chumash. Rashi says, the Beis Yaakov Elu HaNoshim, refers to the women folk. Toma Lohen B'loshen Rakla, the language of Amira, as you know, is always a language of
gentleness,
a gentle, softer kind of approach. And however, when it comes to Bnei Yisrael, then Russian is Vitagei, and Rashi points to the Chazal, Dvorim Hakoshim Kigim. Of course, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, this is just the Chagav Yesh, begin Bnei Seitan, and begin Bnei Seitan. But putting that aside, there's clearly two different groups, and Rashi understands one group refers to the women folk, and the other group refers to the males. And to the males, you have to go ahead and, shall we say, speak to them in a stronger, harsher kind of way. By the way, you know that this distinction between Amira and Agoda, you also have it reflected in many other parashas of Chumash. I'll just give you one example, since I'm holding a Chumash Sefer Shemos. So you remember, in the very beginning of Sefer Shemos, it says, Vayidaber Elokim Moshe, Yomar Elav Yashem. So right away, Chazal comment on that passage as well. Vayidaber, as you know, Dibur is always what?
Speech.
Lashon Kosha. And Amira is also Lashon Raka. They also have a similar problem in the text of the Pesukim, but that text also reflects a certain kind of, almost I would say, inner contradiction. Here Hashem speaks to Moshe, Elokim is Minas Adin, Vayidaber is Lashon Kosha, and the same pasuk, Vayomer Elav Adi Hashem. And Rashi immediately comments on this, but the language of Vayomer, Amir, Lashon Raka, and Hashem is Lashon Rachamim, how do you have both? Of course the answer is that there's no stira. Hashem can operate both Minas Adin and Lashon Rachamim simultaneously. Matter of fact, there's a famous comment over there of the Magid Meshorim, and Peter Beis Yosef, he writes that essentially Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the Gula is going to come and it will be so clear and so transparent, and that's the way Hashem operates. And then he was told, no, Hashem doesn't operate that way. There are moments of light and moments of darkness. There are moments of clarity and moments of lack of clarity. And that's why you have the two different verbs and you have the two different Shemas Hashem back over here. But here Moshe Rabbeinu clearly is being told that there are two different groups, and as I said, Rashi learns that the two groups refer to, one is Nashim, one refers to Gvarim. Now everyone who understands the basics of what we're all about, clearly, I'm sorry?
No,
the principle here that's being enunciated is the most fundamental principle in the Torah, which is Chanoch L'Nar Al Pi Darko. Everyone needs Chinuch, which is suited for them. Not, you can't go ahead and try to impose on one group the chinuch you're going to give to another group, or even individually. Each individual has to understand where they are, where they're at, and the chinuch has to be suited for that particular individual. Here the Torah, the way Rashi understands, is divided between men and women, but I'll show you momentarily that's not the Pashup Shat and the Pesukim at all. Pashup Shat, there are two groups. I continue. Atem re'isem asher asisi l'mitzvayim. Derech Agav is a very famous Tanya Rabbi Yonasan. Since I have it in front of me, that's why I seem to need to quote it. I carried you on the pinions of eagles. Tanya Rabbi Yonasan has a famous comment where he points out that that night, what did Hashem do? He took Klal Yisrael, Al Kanfei Nesharim. There's a street here, not far from here, called Kanfei Nesharim. Hashem took us on a kind of magic carpet operation. We were wafted on this magic carpet to the Beis HaMikdash. We're in Mitzrayim, but we have to bring the Prophet Pesach. We're being wafted on this magic carpet to the Magen HaMikdash to offer the Prophet Pesach. That's what the Torah is alluding to over here. It's not the Pashup Shat in the Pesukim, don't get nervous, but V'Esa Eschem Al-Kanfei Nesharim, V'Avi Eschem Eloi. But the Pasuk clearly is telling you that Hashem is trying to be Mekayev us.
Is that a connection to Mashiach?
I can't answer those questions. I'm not familiar.
It's a famous word, like,
I think the more famous of the word lach is the one quoted by Rashi. Now, Rashi here notes that the nesher, the eagle, is one that protects its brood. Because, as Rashi quotes from Chazal, it's a very famous medrash, that all the other birds, they essentially carry their children between their legs. because they're concerned about being under attack, namely from birds of prey above them, but the Nesher has no fear. And the only fear that he has is that maybe a chetz, an arrow, will be thrown by a human being, and therefore no bird is going to fly above the Nesher, since they are the king of the birds, as it were. And therefore, that's why it's able to carry on its wings, carry its brood without a problem. And they would prefer to that the chetz would go through them, as opposed to chas v'shalom go with their children. Anyway, that's what Hashem describes over here, because we know Chazal saying that the Egyptians are throwing all kinds of chitzim and abnei misteros. However, there's an anan that protected us, and therefore we're surrounded by the anan, and it all had no impact whatsoever. But that's not the reason why I'm quoting the pesukim. The pasuk here says, Hashem tells them, look what I did in Mitzrayim, all the nisim that I performed over there, and I carried you, I'll come to the sherm, and I want to be carrying you, and I continue. V'atim shemua tishmu b'koli, u'shmatim es b'risi, v'isim li skulim kol avim, ki li kol aretz. Now here there's a second statement, over and above the first statement, which is the one in Pasuk Dalit, now in Pasuk K, Hashem says, you'll be a segula mikol avim. However you translate the word segula, I think always they translate to English, as far as I'm not mistaken, the term segula means a treasure, or someone, a nation that will be distinct. The Ramban translates as a kind of treasure, that a treasure, like the Pasuk Kaila says, segula samlochim abdinos. A segula is something which is very unique, very distinctive, and obviously Klal Yisrael being treated by Hashem Yisbarach as a segula mikol ha'amim. No question, we were chosen among all the nations. That's always used to say over that you'll notice in the Kiddush on Yom Tov and in the Tefillah on Yom Tov, we say, Atu b'chatonu mikol ha'amim, Ahavta osanu, Rasisa banu, Ratonu mikol ha'shamos,
Kiddush Hanu,
right, that's the Nosach. And then in the Kiddush we say, Asher b'chavonu mikol ha'am, Ramonu mikol ha'shamos, Kiddushonu mitzosu, the parallel Hashem. But he asked the following question. In one of them, in the Kiddush, it says, Asher Baruch Abonu Mikolam, Ramonu Mikol Hashem. And then, Lashon Yochim. Here it says, Atu B'chatonu Mikol Amin, Ramatonu Mikol Hashonos, Lashon Rabbin. One says Lashon Yochim, Lashon Rabbin. That's what he asked. Why is there a distinction? So he said that Klal Yisrael can be recognized in one of two different perspectives. If we are, let's say, together with a group of people, right away, you can recognize Klal Yisrael. Then Klal Yisrael, let's say, surrounded by other nations. Right away, you can point the finger at Klal Yisrael because of our distinctive behavior, our distinctive mores, our values, our entire hashkafa. But even if you have a yachid, a Jew, who's also surrounded by other non-Jews, it's also possible without, means whether we are amidst the multitude of people, or whether we are yachidim, and you can always recognize a Jew, and you can always recognize Klal Yisrael. Okay, but I'm just mentioning this because recently school of Kalam Kikoras. However, there's a problem with this pasuk. My father was very disturbed by this problem. Again, the language is, the text is cumbersome. If Shemua Tishmu, big koli. What should it have said? If Shemua Tishmu, look how the correct Hebrew would have written likoli. What's bikoli? How do you translate the word bikoli? I'll give you an example. That's what I was very fond of. Kalamar ben Osapir, bi yitzias mitzvayim erizim meshuvah. Lashon ha'amid, perek zayin chodet sumatza, chayim anu l'osapir, bi nisim min iflo, shenasal avaseinu, lelach ha'mishosu ben nisam. Shenem ha'azoch ha'zayim ha'zay ha'shir yitzas mitzvayim, bo shenem ha'azoch ha'zayim ha'shav ha'zay kacha. But isn't the language very difficult? What's bikoli? Should have said, if you listen, likoli. V'yisim miskul in kalam kili kalaretz. Again, the Chagav, this language of kili kalaretz. So the Rav was very fond of saying that before Mount Terah, there was no specific locus for Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is universal. You can learn Talmud Torah in Teaneck, New Jersey, and in Washington Heights, and in Eretz Israel. Kili kalaretz is universal. However, once the Torah was given, you see the passage of Eschana and Sefer Devarim in general, there's a specific connection between Talmud Torah and Eretz Yisrael. What the Ramban?
But it says Likoli there?
No. The language of Kili Kolaretz is only found here in Yisrael. And if you take a look at Eschana, where the not just Eschana, Eschana is reflected of all Sefer Devarim. Most of Sefer Devarim is focused on Eretz Yisrael, the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael, including the Aseret HaDibros in the context of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, there's an obligation on Torah wherever you are. universally. It doesn't make a difference where, which part of the world you live in. But there's a distinction between Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah regarding this specific element. And the Ramban is a shittasa, because as you know, the Ramban holds that the Ikun Kiyumah Mitzvah is where? Dafin HaSasel. When I do a Mitzvah, it's only a Tagil, only a kind of practice, in order to know what to do when I come back to HaSasel. That only applies to Mitzvah Tzidus Baretz, but the Ramban applies to all Mitzvahs, Matzah, and Mezuzah, and the same thing would apply to Talmud Torah. That the Ikun Kiyumah Talmud Torah is Dafin HaSasel. Okay, but that's not the question I'm asking, what I'm focusing on. Right now I'm focusing on the language of Tishu Bikoli. I continue. The Torah then says, V'ata emtiu li malachus kohanim v'goy kodesh. Here again, there's a language that's almost incomprehensible. What do you mean V'ata? Who are we talking to? Why the need for the pronoun? The Torah said, Moshe is speaking to Beis Yaakov and Yisrael, and he only used the term Ata, the Pasuk Dalet. Atem Re'isem Yisashur Sisla Mitzrayim. Here, Yosef. Why the need to once again repeat the pronoun a second time? V'ata emtiu malachus kohanim v'goy kodesh.
What should have said?
There's no need for Atem. We are, the previous two psukim, there's a directive that Hashem is sending to us, namely, namely, if you listen to my voice, Ishmael is recent, recently school of Mikalam, Gili Kalaretz. And now it should tell, continue that part of the directive is being a Mavad's Kalam, we've got Kalash.
See two different points, maybe.
One second, I'm coming to that. And then, Eva Havram, Hashem Tadabri, Abnei Yisrael. And this also is very striking. What does it mean, Eva Havram, Hashem Tadabri, Abnei Yisrael? What is that referring to? Who else are we talking to? Of course we're talking to Abnei Yisrael. We just said, Nagdama, of some of the Beis Yaakov, the Saka, Abnei Yisrael. Eva Havram, Hashem Tadabri.
That's a group.
Beyond that, there are several other questions. What did the Lashon of Rashi and Pasuk Vav back to that? Eva Havram, what does Rashi say? Lo pachos lo yosef. Isn't that pretty obvious?
But the base output.
1 second. Lo pachos lo yosef. Not less than that law, of course. For sure. Maybe he's carrying out the Dvar Hashem. You're going to carry it out down to the very last detail. Not only that, look in the beginning now of Rashi. When Rashi comments on Kot Tomar and Pasuk Gimel. Kot Tomar happens to be the name of a school in Beit Shemesh. No, I'm not the Chetish that I was going. It's called Tomar.
It's called Somar.
It's called Somar. Thank you. No, I stand corrected. So it's actually a high school for women called Kos Somar. Based on this puzzle, Kos Somar, the Beis Yaakov. But look at Rashi. Rashi comments over there. Beloshin Hazen, we can say there Hazen.
Is that like supposed to be like Baal Tosa, like a teaching Baal Tosa?
But this is not the market, but I'll taste it. The Baal Tosef is a din when it comes to either the way the Ramban understands it or the way we always understand it. There are four minim in the lulav in Esau, so that's Pasei the fifth min, and that's Baal Tosef. That place is mentioned twice in Sefer Dvarim. My Keshe here to Baal Tosef. The Torah is not even given. And we can understand very well that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to go ahead on his own, say things that Hashem did not tell him to say, or add things that Hashem did not. So I just want to summarize some of the questions that we raised. Question number one. Let's start from the beginning. Let's go in order. Kol Tomar, Beloshen Azeh, Kaseder Azeh. What does Rashi mean? Number two, there seems to be two groups here. Rashi identifies them as the women's group and the men's group, namely Beis Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. Question number three, why the term Atem used twice? I understand in the very beginning, Pasuk Dalet, we need to identify who we're talking to, Klal Yisrael. But then, the Torah repeats the same idea in the third Pasuk after this. Pasuk Vav, why? Question number four. Eila Advar, Rashi Tadabra, Bnei Yisrael, Rashi said, Lo Pachos, Lo Yosef. And question number five, what exactly? There seem to be different directives in Pesukim Dalet and Hey and Vav that are being articulated over here. What exactly are these different directives? There are more questions. Maybe question number six, I should mention, the language of Bikoli, as opposed to those are the ones I mentioned. I have other questions here, but I'm not going to ask them now. I'm just asking a few simple questions. So, these issues bothered my father's Rebbe Bracha, and I thought about it for a fair number of years. And then I was zocher to hear from my Rebbe, I'm going to release some Abba Zasal. I think a mahalach in these psukim at the is fantastic. And then later on I found that in my real diskin, in Shulay, diskin in Perashat Torah, also ask some of these questions. I think it's a slightly different approach, but I'm going to share with you the approach of my Rebbe, going to this one, Abba Zatzal, which I think is really a yesod in this preamble. So let's begin by just laying down what is probably obvious to you, namely that when we speak about Kabbalah Satorah, what does that mean? It means Kabbalah Satorah Torah. When a Jew is Makabal the Torah, he has to accept the entire Torah. There cannot be any qualifications. The Mishnah writes in Bukhiris that a ger who wants to be Megayer is ready to accept Kol HaTorah Kula, Chutz Mi Divrei L'Avonon Echad, the exception of one Din L'Avonon, Ein Makabal Masam. You can't accept him, he cannot become part of Klal Yisrael. One D'Avonon, one Divrei Sefer, he's not accepted into the ranks of Klal Yisrael. Now, you are undoubtedly aware that one of the issues that Rishonim had with the Rambam, Rishonim had many issues with the Rambam. One of the issues they have with the Rambam, he writes in the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, which is the last Perek of Sanhedrin, that the Mishnah there says, Kol Yisrael Yisrael Chelek Olam Haba. So how does the Rambam interpret that Mishnah? Who has the Chelek Olam Haba? If you believe in your Gimel Yikar. If you believe in Yugi and Yikarim, you have a Chelek Olam Haba. If you don't believe in Yugi and Yikarim, you have no Chelek Olam Haba. That's the famous Rambam. Not everyone agrees with all the Yugi and Yikarim and Rambam. Rabbi Yosef Albo, Sefer Yikarim, he disagrees, and others also disagree. But obviously, the Torah, everything's in Yikar. What, only Yugi and Yikarim? There's a lot of other information that certainly constitutes an Yikar. So the Rambam, apparently, and you're probably aware, I assume, another one of the famous issues, you know, whether you stand by Seres HaDibros or don't stand by Seres HaDibros, what was the Rambam's position? You do not stand by Seres HaDibros. Because there's no distinction between Seres HaDibros and the Pasuk, V'sim na'harsim p'ilag yishalim ha'ben Esau. What's the Pasuk in Chumash? Rav Salenji held that what you have to stand for, we have some Torah now, it's the Chumash of Rambam Rutenberg and other Rishonim, is really dependent upon the question, what is Kriyas HaTorah? Is the Talmud Torah B'tzibur? Or is Kriyas HaTorah a reenactment of Mamre HaSinai? If it's a reenactment of Mamre HaSinai, then the Rishonim writes in Brachas has to be Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'rseis, Be'zei, has to be with the proper cover, Yiras HaKover, Hashem is Barach. The Rav thought there's a distinction between Tam Be'el and Tam Tachan. That's not the Rav's Chiddush, it's a B'alacha. Very famous B'alacha in Shabur, you're probably familiar with it. By the way, Hilchos Shavuos, he discusses there. And they're apparently different with Hagim. Do you remember what the meaning is of Chutz Aretz? You probably remember more than I do. If I'm not mistaken, whenever they read Aser HaSadibris of Chutz Aretz, they read Tam Be'el. You have to ask your Rav, who's Adam Gobo. So what do they do? I assume even when you are over there, where I stand said that's okay. You don't do the Tam Be'el, Tam Tachtum, Shalom Aleichem. They don't have the window for it.
Is Rashi got? Is Rashi a masum to that? That you that standing for the Aseres HaDibros is no different than standing for anything else.
The pashup shot is exactly that. This has the kedusha of the same kedusha as the Aseres HaDibros, even though the pasuk is not exactly. Talking about the Sidna Haisa Pilegesh, Lazifas Beleza. Okay, that is it. Anyway, so he has the same exact condition. That's why the Sfadim do not stand.
So, what does Rashi with you?
Ashkenazim, as I said, I think stand for Seres HaDibros. The question is whether you should stand the Parsha before.
Should we stand for all Christopher?
Some do. I used to, but I don't anymore all the time. Actually, on Shabbos I do because I know the Balkari and the. I have no choice but to stay. But anyway, other than that, I'm sometimes sick because I have a lot of back problems and some other issues. Anyway, but there's no distinction, so Sfadim do not stand. They sit. Ashkenazim stand for Kriyas HaTorah. So it depends on this question. The Rav thought, is it a reenactment of the Ma'amin HaSino? Or is it the Talmud Gaon HaTzvi? The Gemara says in Megillah that Mishameis Rav Gamliel, Yor Bechush HaLoilam. That at one time he used to stand, and once he died, there was a weakness that developed enables people to stop standing. But I'm coming back to the main issue, which is that Yugil Ikrim are Yugil Ikrim in Emunah. That's what I was trying to tell you. That these are the 13 fundamental articles of faith, and I think most Rishonim have accepted that position. And Rambam writes, Kol Yisrael, someone who wants to be in the Madrega of Yisrael has to accept Yud Gimel Ikra. Kol Misha Mechune B'Shem Yisrael has to be committed to Yud Gimel Ikra. And even for persons in Russia. But if you believe Yud Gimel Ikra, Yesh Lo Chai Lo Haba. That's not the Pasha Pshat in Mishnah. How do you read that Mishnah? Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lo Chai Lo Haba. Every Jew has a share who wants to come. It has nothing to do with Yud Gimel Ikra. But I'm interpreting the Mishnah in a very unique way, Kedako, as he's always wont to do. And as I said, Yud Gimel Ikra, the Emunah is Komeh, who's Yisrael? So it means that a person who's lacking in Yud Gimel Ikra, in his Emunah, something in his Dush Yisrael is also lacking. Whatever the case is, that's not the issue. In the Torah, everything is an Ikar. However, there's a Seder in the Torah. And we have to know, when we present the Torah to different individuals, we have to know how to present it, what to stress and what not to stress. And there's a Din Kedima, and that's what apparently the Torah is trying to tell us here. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, "Go sum on the Beis Yaakov, Yisrael ben Yisrael, as I told you before, Chanoch l'Ra'al Pidako." Every single group requires a separate approach. Every individual requires a chinuch that is going to be adapted to them, to where they are, to where they're at. But of course, at the end of the day, we have to mekabel kol Torah kula. But now the question is, how do we mechanech them and how do we go about teaching them? The Chazal, the Zohar says, "Atorah leves yisura uposhet yisura." Takes on a different approach for the different times, different epochs, different zeitgeists, different eras, correct? You can't approach the Torah today the way it was approached 100 years ago. And that's why there are different mahalchim to approach people today that hopefully are more suited to our door, to our generation. But in a sense, the one thing is clear and common to all of us. We have to come and call it Torah Kula. There's a famous Ramban Chumash in Vayikra, not Vayikra, sorry, the Ramban, so the Ramban there, and the pasuk of Oru Asher Lo Yokim, as Divrei HaTorah Azos La'asos Osam, in the Tochach of Kisavo. So there, I'll show you the pasuk, a very famous pasuk. We have a Chumash, you can see it actually inside. You don't have the Ramban, you can see the pasuk of Chumash, a very famous pasuk. In Perak Chazayim, pasuk Chablo. You have to have all the Oru words. Oru Asher Lo Yokim is Divrei HaTorah Azos La'asos Osam. What does that mean? Before the Torah goes into the actual Tachama, the brachas and the klalos, Yosef, in Perak, oh, you have a Shlosim, sorry. In Perak, Chavzayim, Pasuk Abba. So the Ramban is Bedayim, from the first Rashi says that here the Torah is basically telling us, Kol HaTorah Kula. The person has to accept Kol HaTorah Kula, but Allah B'Shua. We're talking about Allah's and Shua's imprecations and curses that were hurled at us, but the Ramban goes first. The Ramban says that this Kabbalah is the following. That we accept, each one of us, and collectively, we have moded to all the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisbarach, and they're all emes, and we believe that if we have a kain, kol ha-Torah kula, we'll be given a schar, a chas v'shalom, if we don't, then we'll be given an onesh, the doctrine of schar v'onesh, which is the most fundamental doctrine, and if chas v'shalom we deny, or we, in effect, maltreat, or mazalzel, then chas v'shalom, a person is under the restrictions of the Arur. So now it says Asher Lo Yokim. This pasuk is similar to the pasuk we have in the Megillah Esther. You recall that pasuk? Kiyimu v'kibu ha-Yehudim alevi azar. What does the Gemara say in Makkos and Shabbos? That kiyimu v'asher kibu kvar. There was a they accepted Kol HaTorah Kula, and as you know, the Gemara has that in Shabbos, and also the Gemara in Makkos, and that here is a similar kind of idea. That here, and the Lashon of the pasuk is very clear. It says Or Asher Lo Yokim. What does it mean Lo Yokim? Doesn't mean lo yakim. She says Asher lo yikayim. Doesn't say Asher lo yikayim. She says Asher lo yakim. Or she says Asher lo yaseh. Why does the Lashon of the pasuk Asher lo yakim? Because not only are we obligated to be mekabel upon ourselves the entire Torah, but also to carry it out in practice. And that really is what the Torah wants it. But it's a Kabbalah of Kol HaTorah Kula. The reason why I say that, because as you know, I mentioned the Mishnah Bechoros before, if you don't accept the one Rabbanan, then we can't become a ger, and mekabel ourselves. So you have to accept everything. They have from Abchaim Beza, the famous Tshuva, Nachiezer, where he was asked a very basic question. How could a person become a ger when you don't tell a would-be ger, Kol HaTorah Kula? There's no way you'd be able to do that. It would take, I don't know how many years. What do you tell a ger, what the practicing belongs, as called Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea, and Rambam? You tell the basics. Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad, and also you speak about Matas Hanim.
You're supposed to initially try to push a ger away, right?
That's also correct, 100% what you said. Now the Rambam quotes and the Bryson and Bomas, but at the end, as the Ger says, Avon Kain, the Kabbalah, so you accept the Ger.
So I just had like a fun.
But let me just finish the point. And then I'll end this week. The Rambam was asked, what's going on? He doesn't know. about Gaon Zohar Kula. How could he be Mekabel Zohar he doesn't know about? And the Rambam writes, the very famous Rambam, that when you go ahead and sell something to someone, you have to be Mefaret, you have to define carefully what you're selling, and he should have Das Makta, and you Das Kogna, etc. You should know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. So what's the answer? No, I'm Mekabel upon myself Gaon Zohar Kula. And then, little by little, I'll find out all the details, all the pratim, and that's considered to be a proper Kabbalah. As long as in Kabbalah, Kala Tzor Kula, and then he's Mechalik, I'm trying to raise him, see what he calls Kabbalah's Kala Mitzvahs and Hogorah's Kala Mitzvahs. There's no din, Mahudiya Kala Mitzvahs. You just tell a person the basics, and he's Mechalik, and then little by little, find out. Yeah.
If one didn't know that you weren't supposed to push a ger away when they initially tried to learn about Judaism, if you just, like, from the Parshas Yisro, it sounds like that if a ger wants to be Jewish, then you just accept him, because we don't really see anywhere in the Parsha where Yisrael was rejected.
Yeah, this is before Matan Torah, and before the entire system.
Yeah, but there's
organized and developed. But today,
yeah, but doesn't Rashi also say that they're like the Avos already Mekayim Kol Torah Kula?
That's the Gemara says in Kedushin. That's what Rashi is quoting. But Rabban writes it was based on Ruach HaKodesh, based on Claudius Novos, based on Ruach HaKodesh of the Nevuah that they had, but it was not based on the formal receiving of the Torah and Hasina, anything like that.
That's so back then, if anyone wanted to like discover Hashem,
what the status was, there was Mishnah writes in the Torah that prior to Avram they were Benenah, after Avram, and Avram was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, so he is, if you will, went out together, but Benenah becomes a Yisrael, but still, they're not getting Yisrael in Mitzvah Vosim. They're only getting Yisrael in Mitzvah Vosim. They're not obligated yet. Before Mount Torah, they weren't obligated to Mekayim Kol HaMitzvahs. But the whole institution, Geras, was not yet institutionalized or formalized until after Matan Torah. That's when you just referred to a moment ago, trying to dissuade a ger from becoming a ger. But my whole point here is simply that there's a seder and there's an approach that has to be taken. Chanochan al pidarko. So now, here is what, now I'm going back to my Rebbe, and this is Abel Tazal. So here's what he suggested. And as I said, I found also a similar idea in the Maril Diskin. Namely, there are two groups here. Not Labdafka, Noshim, and Gvarim. Labdafka, women and men. No. There's one group, let's call that group an individual who is raised in a Shomer Shabbos home, someone who has a background, someone who went to yeshiva, someone who studied, someone who had rabbeim, someone who was exposed to the beauty of Torah, the Gishmaka, Shabbos, and all the mitzvahs, etc., etc., someone who understands and sees the Tamiya mitzvahs. Someone then, such an individual, so how do you approach that person? Said my Rebbe, be tagging them by yourself. I mean, you can be as demanding as you possibly can. Your Toveya, the highest level of commitment, of Kiyum HaMitzvahs, of Limud HaTorah, because he's a person who can connect and relate and understands exactly what you're talking about. That is what Rashi calls Onshim B'Dikdukim, Lav Dafka B'Scharim, could be for women as well. But people who are Bali Madreg, or people who are understand that we're going for the highest of levels. So my Rebbe said, that's why. The Pasuk says over here, in Bok, there's a pronoun. Why are there two pronouns? Each pronoun introduces another level of a Jew. The second pronoun is the found of Pasuk's love. The attempt here with Mamlech HaSkon is going to publish. Wow. That's quite a Madrega without defining exactly what Mamlech HaSkon is going to publish, but it's pretty clear that it's a very, very high level. I mean, we're talking about people who are Moshosi Hashem, Goy Kodesh, people who are Dovuk and Hashem is Barach. Kedusha, as you know, the Pasuk says, Vayikra, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem, Ma'ani Kodesh, Avaten Tiyu Kedoshim, that's a very hard Madrega. To ask a Jew to describe to Kedusha, Kedusha means, we mentioned earlier a few moments ago downstairs, we want is not Masiyak Da'as, for the Rebbe Shalom. And we're talking about Hashem is going to promise them, Elum Hazar, Elum Haba, what a Madrega. However, there's a second level of Jew. Someone who doesn't have a background. Someone who comes from a background where Judaism is not so strong in his family. Or perhaps he's not even exposed to anything of a Jewish nature. He doesn't even know that there's something called Torah Mitzvahs. And he grew up in a world of Western values and perhaps democratic values and the like, but not really someone who's immersed in Kedusha, immersed in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So such a person, if you come at him and throw the book at him, that could be something which is could easily alienate him. He's not going to not only not be turned on, he'll be turned off. He'll be completely and totally disenchanted and disenfranchised. So with him, what do you do? Pasuk Dalet Nevei. Atem Yisim Asher Sisim Mitzrayim. Vo Esra Etzcham Al Kan Pidin Shorim. The after Shemua Tishma Bikov Yishmatim as Visi, he said this gulam kalam tv. Basically, what do you tell him? That all the Yishmak of what it means to be a Jew, that all the Nisim that flows, that all the Kiyum that Hashem is Baruch is going to do for us, I guess about all the Kiyum conventions that exist out there, the wonderful kugels and other types of shalom delights that, shall we say, we have in our part of our weaponry. Because Chazal said, that food is a very strong and very potent kind of weapon in terms of attracting people. I was told, someone told me, someone was in the Kiyum movement, he told me there's no question in his mind that the greatest weapon in the world of Kiyum is food. I couldn't believe what he told me, but that's what he told me. And that's how they initially attract them. And then subsequently, of course, little by little, they go beyond that, they realize what is the Ikar, what is the Tafel, and the like. So here we have two different groups, and that's why my Rebbe told me the following. The word Bikoli, and I gave you before the example, he didn't use this example, but I think it's a good example. Namely, the Torah says, the mitzvah of Sibrit Siyas Yisrael, which you saw in Parshas Bo, if you recall, very beginning of Parshas Bo, Ulman Tesabe Boz Nebitcha Be'Bitcha, Eis Asher Salat Mitzrayim, but the Lashon of the Baal HaGadol, Chai Vadim Musaper, Bi Yitzias Mitzrayim. What should it have said? Lashon Hamad Perek Zayin, I mentioned also, that night the person is obligated, the Saper, Bi Nisim in the Flosh, and Asa Asin of Alecha Mishas of Nisa. What's the bet? That it should say. So I'm not going to go into Diktuk, but it should have said, Chai Vadim Musaper, Mitzvah Oleinu Musaper, O Dos Yitzias Mitzrayim, Al Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's bet? So, Basilevich used to say, "Shetzvichili kaneis l'toch ha'isek." You have to be misamik. What does it mean misamik?
That's why that's why she was at the briskers, like leave the room or something. Isn't that?
No, that's something else. We're talking about not so much the briskers, but others do this. So, this father more
than
the
briskers,
right? They actually carry out. They concretize the sharos and tzuros and the sedos of hashichmam, and sometimes people jump over these little bathtubs and all kinds of interesting to demonstrate that the concrete, as we referring to, v'yas yamsim and all the nisim and the flaws. But the bit means there's an inyan of Talmud Torah. What is Talmud Torah? It says in the Mishnah in the Arim Sofin. You remember that Mishnah that kol amarbe, the more you dashin that night. What do we do in that Pesach? The whole Leil Haseder is a drash of one parsha, the parsha of Ali Rabbi Lavi. And the Mishnah writes in Pesachim that the more you are involved in drush and exegesis and examining in the loveness of the parsha, it raises a Meshubach. Because it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, not only in kind of Sipur and Havel, but many Kiyumim, a base of nine, one Kiyumim is the Kiyum of Talmud Torah. No question about it. That's always used to quote from one of the Rishonim, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as soon as the Emek Brachim also brings it that. It brings from Rishonim that the Baruch HaMagam Baruch Hu is a Psalud Din and Bechas HaTeirah, because we're introducing the four sons, and each son, of course, has to be addressed individually in accordance with their particular affinity, with where they're holding. The difference is in the Ben Chacham, and obviously the mention of the Elisha. The difference is in the Ben Tam and the Rasha. And each one has to be addressed individually, and that's exactly the point that's being going to now. Why is it relevant? So he said, you don't remember this because you didn't grow up on Chazonim. I grew up on Chazonim. Not people today do not like Chazonim. You know why? Not because they don't appreciate necessarily their voices, but because they are marich. And anytime there's an arichos, the world has no patience for arichos. But there were Chazonim in my days, so that they were very, very marich. They had beautiful voices. I grew up, my mother, Hashem, was the love Chazonim, Kusevitsky, and many other Chazonim that she's listened to. And they had, in order to tune in properly, they had what they call a pitchfork. I don't mean a pitchfork that's used to, for hay, like the Gemara Tanis. I mean a tuning fork, not a pitchfork. A tuning fork. What's a tuning fork? Where you tune in. You know what I'm talking about? You have a tuning fork? That's how they get themselves ready to hit the right note and the right begunim. So on Shabbos it's awesome. That's Mamshe Kleshir. That's an Amon of the Mishnah Beitzah, you can't use a Kleshir on Shabbos. I'm not talking about dancing now. Or shuffling, what I call. But that's also a Kleshir, is also on Shabbos. So he said, my Rebbe, Shavua Tishma Bikoli, you have to ki'ilu utilize the tuning fork. Which group do I belong to? Am I for the Beis Yaakov group? Am I from the so group? Am I from the ones who have a strong background and, shall we say, have a very solid anchor foundation of chinuch, and therefore I'm ready for Mamach's Gan V'Gan Kavash? Although maybe I'm still, shall we say, at the initial stages of my involvement in Yiddishkeit, and I'm not so strong in learning, I'm not so strong in Tilda Shri Samitzis, and there are times I don't come to davening, and there are times I don't come to davening on time, and there are times I miss davening. I don't know how it's possible for one not to come to davening, and not to come to davening on time. I don't understand the whole concept, I'll be honest with you. And I don't think I've understood it since I'm about 5 years old. Only because my father showed me, he drilled in me the value of it, and I think I didn't have it right away. I didn't understand it at that point in my life, but certainly later. But my father held Kaifinos on Shem Rei Sani. That it comes to Kfiya, that's to say, first the person has to be imposed on him, and once you get into the, what's the word, shvum, once you get into the
swing of it,
so then automatically it's going to eventually, hopefully, percolate down, and you'll understand it emotionally, intellectually. So that's how it works. Now, in many places, probably including our yeshiva, that's not the approach, and perhaps it should not be the approach. I'm not suggesting it has to be that approach. Maybe for my generation, it was, or for myself personally, it was the better. And the reason why I'm saying, well, let's just get to the other issues, then you can speak. And so therefore, he suggested, now we understand why the Torah says the following. Kosoma, Rashi says, Kisedu Azeh, Ubaloshen Azeh. Why does it have to be this order? Why does it have to be this language? Because you have to know who am I talking to. Am I talking to the Beis Yaakov group? Am I talking to the Bnei Yisrael group? We also understand now, by the end of the Pasha, what did the Torah say? Eila Advarim Asher Tadaber El Bnei Yisrael. Why does it mention Bnei Yisrael? Because he was talking about Malach Tzkar, we're going to Kodesh. It was a Dirk Lachli. Unbelievable deal with the Sukkim. Until now, we were talking about Amira. But now Bnei Yisrael, from you, I demand Rav HaKosh Yigid. Malach Tzkar, we're going to Kodesh. You're going to be a kingdom of Kodesh. You're going to be Mamla Kodesh. But it all depends upon the Darga of Kodesh yourself. The term Goy Kodesh, the Rav HaKosh used to come in. The word goy, he referred to the goy said the word goy comes from the word gviya. There's something called tumas gviya, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. Goy means physiognomy. Goy refers to actually goof. That you have to be mugdal or mufrash mehamin. That's a bal madrega, someone who can be completely and totally set apart from the nations of the world. And so here, really, what we are suggesting, as you know, Rashi, and not just Rashi, but Chazal said that Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Nei. That's the right in this pasuk. I tend to you, my mother's God, and God's Kodesh. We are B'nei Melachim. We are on a much higher madrega. And when a person actually recognizes this, but we don't expect people overnight to climb Mount Everest. We don't expect them overnight to, shall we say, scale the heights of, I don't know, the biggest mountain. It's to quote one of our outstanding Rabbanim in our yeshiva. Harav Laat Laat Ifrach. That's his middle name. And Yesh said, Abeyemis. One cannot expect overnight to accomplish, as I say, to scale Mount Everest and the like. It has to be a slow, inexorable kind of process where you're building beachheads and little by little you develop greater anchorage and more shamashim. And once you have that, then you go on to the next level, but you have to constantly move. And move ahead, and move upward, and ascend. That's what the pasuk says. This is already mentioned by many, that pasuk in Tanakh, the difference between a malach and a human being. What's the difference on a malach? That's what the Navi says. The Navi says that v'nasata l'cha malachim bein hom dima'ela. A malach is an eme. Malach does not move. He's a shliach. He's a shliach who essentially is what do you call him? An android. He's a kind of automaton. Kind of machine, robot. That's it. He's not capable of movements, of moving this way or that way, but human beings capable of all kinds of movements, of zigzags, of going up and going down. But hopefully we should be in the trajectory, in the upward trajectory. That's what the Torah is telling us here. And that this preamble to Kabbalah Torah is mamish, not only fundamental, it's like Yisrei Adas. And everyone has to know, where am I? Where am I holding? And this will help us as well in many, many areas. It will help us in terms of what we should be learning, how we should be learning. Because this, once a person has a good sense of where he's at, so then a person from then on can really make the proper changes. And that's why you have to tune yourself in the way a musician does to know exactly where you're holding. Okay, there are a lot of comments. Go ahead.
Is this lesson applicable to the generation that was coming out of Mitzrayim? They all came from similar backgrounds.
You're asking a very good question.
But should I turn the recording off?
No. Yeah. It's fine. You're asking an excellent question. So that question also bothered me, that here we're talking about offhand, that people left Mitzrayim, but you know very well that they... There are many, many... We see them from the Ramban and Chumash. Ramban and Mishalach, you're probably familiar. There's a series of Pesukim Mishalach that are very difficult. And there are many Rishonim approach the Pesukim differently. I'll just mention Ramban Shita. I'm not going to go past the time as I really should not be able to about test it since you mentioned it. In the Perek Nidali, we have a series of Pesukim that are mystifying. If Mitzrayim is pursuing us, and the Yam is in front of us, and we finally start to see what's happening.
Okay,
exactly. Reading Pasuk Yud, Perek Yidal Pasuk Yud. By Yitzhakim and Yisrael Vashem. By Yom Rehan Moshe, and Bibli and Gmar, we try it. But Gartar and Lomas Mabit Bar. We don't understand the juxtaposition of these two Pesukim. By Yitzhakim is using Yelashim of Tefillah. Right? So what are we crying to Hashem? Please save us. We are in an impossible situation. And a second later, what do they say? We told you, Chadal Bimeno. When Abbas Mitzrayim, Kitom Lono, Abba Mitzrayim, we said about Mitzrayim. What in heaven's name? An outright stira. It's in two psukim, next to each other. Juxtaposed. First they crying out to Hashem, help us, save us. Hatzala, Zaku. And a moment later, they're, oh, we want to go back to Egypt. So the Rabban is Miyashivit. There are different Kitos. It's a Chazal. Kitos. One cat is screaming, save us, Hatzala. The other one denies the Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what the Pasuk says to Tehillim. You remember Tehillim over there? I think it's in Kufa. Bayam Bayam Bayamsuf. The Navi, Navi HaMelech speaks about. I mean, sometimes you have the language of B'nai Yisrael. Other times we have, as I said, sometimes, what was that?
Last week said Adas.
Correct, exactly. They're different Lashonos. Even there, to answer your question, Ari, to answer your question, that's exactly what I'm saying. Even though we left Mitzrayim, I'm sorry, who is? Ari, even though we left Mitzrayim, there are different Madrigos, even in those who left Mitzrayim. You know, Chazal Rashi quotes it also, Chavushim, over Israel, there Mitzrayim, wow. Four fifths, there is Mir. What a Rashi. And there was also a group. Attempt to leave earlier, that's right. We know what happened to them. Yeah.
What about the name of Ace Yaakov indicates a lower Madriga?
Oh,
I think the terms are used for the following reason. And this is also an excellent kasha you raised. And I followed by that also. What's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael? So I discussed this matter a lot in my lifetime. It's very clear that Yisrael is the higher Madrega and Yaakov is the lower Madrega. The Gemara says at the end of the first paragraph of Brachos, the difference between Abram and Avraham, once the name is changed, you can't go ahead and go back to Avram. Avram refers to Avshal Avram, localized, parochial. Avram is Avham ongoing to Satir. It's reflected in Mishnah and Bikurim and elsewhere, but Yaakov and Yisrael, the terms are used seemingly interchangeably in Chumash. And in Tanakh, we still use the term Yaakov and sometimes the term Yisrael. Sometimes they even use next to each other. If you take a look in Parshas Vayechi, they seem to be used almost in a whimsical, chas v'shalom kind of way, but whimsical in the sense that we don't know what the tzolom are. But the Rishonim say that Babel writes this. The term Yaakov refers to Hashem, refers to Yaakov and Golos. In Israel, refers to a different approach. My grandfather, Penetapsky Zatzal, thought that the two terms refer to the following. Rashi, Chumash, Lo Yaakov, Yomer, O Chimcha, Kim Yisrael. Lo Yaakov, says Rashi, Lo Yomer, that the prophets came to you, Be'ikva, Be'ermiya. They came to you through all kinds of devious kinds of means. But now, it'll be Dafka, Yisrael. You know what Yisrael is? Yashar Ke'el. Now, the Abba that's a blessing of Tanakh, and the Rabbi says, Lohoya, He'oko, Le'bishor. And Rav Ketafi, interpreted Pesukim over there in Gracious, very beautifully, that Yaakov Avinu, his entire life is essentially very much one of being on the run. Namely, his encounter with Lavan, his encounter with Esau, the story of Dinah, one challenge after the next. And Yaakov Avinu does not really confront his nemesis, doesn't confront his adversary. And my Rebbe thought of Aisha, I saw some of this in Shai Lavi, that's where I know it from. So there, The Sefer Shailavi talks about that Vayishan is a turning point in Yaakov Avinu's life. He's now going to encounter his nemesis and his adversary in a direct kind of way. And that's why even Hashem, who didn't appear to Yaakov directly, came to him halom after that encounter with Sasha Lesav and Yaakov's decision to change tactics. All of a sudden, Vayishan keeps putting him upon him. He sees Hashem in a direct kind of way, and that's why the Apsukim over there, if you remember, Yaakov Avinu told the Shluchim, Ki Omar, Achak Vafanov, Vamincha Olechis Vafanov, Yachach Eid Erev Fanov, Ula Yisafanoi, Atav Vamincha Fanov. Do you recall that, those Apsukim, over there? And those Apsukim indicate a change of tactic, and he said this to Russia in the Shul where you are presently, I think you're down there still, by the Adam Godel as his Yom Rav, because he was the founding Rav of that shul.
Doesn't the Orach Chaim also say that Yisrael was like the higher level?
I didn't finish answering the question. Yom Chaim Kodesh is also correct. Yom said right. Let me show you. I'm not telling you Chidushim. I'm just saying, oh, Yom Rav said right. But that's why I think here, in terms of what you asked, that the Pasuk says that Eilad Rav Hashem Dabar Ben Yisrael was the higher Madrega. Mashiach is the other Madrega, Beis Yaakov is the lower Madrega, and that's reflected in this as well. I didn't ask that question, but you did. It's an excellent question. You know my Rebbe here? He's an outstanding young man. And Rabbi Yisrael Shulta. Anyway, so I think that's very good. That fits with this entire. But essentially, what we have said here, and I'm going to end, is that Chanoch Nadav Kidargo is the Yisod, the preamble of Kol HaTorah Kula, and that's exactly what's being articulated here in the Avdovah Taseres.